jobs. We had a tremendous boom in job growth, not only at the attractions, we had the big construction cycle, but even without the construction cycle, Central Florida's economy with its defense and its high tech and now its medical, biomedical complex really is generating jobs at a faster rate than South Florida.
So we gained population in the past decade, but not at the breakneck pace we saw during, for example, the 70s and the 80s. In some years, the state actually lost population, I think for the first time since the 1940s. What's behind that kind of fluctuation in the population?
It's the business cycle, Tom. I mean, we had the Great Recession, which caused a dramatic drop in jobs and a loss of population. That is a very unusual magnitude for a recession, and that was the cause of our loss. But that shouldn't obscure the fact that we're, over the longer run, having tremendous amounts of continued growth in Central Florida because we have a vibrant economy and we have land that can accommodate the growth.
Well, now, when you have more people moving into an area, you have more demand for services, more stress on all the infrastructure, more people on the roads, more kids in the schools, and on and on. In an era of declining property values and less tax revenue, how does the area go about striking that balance to be able to provide basic services for all these new people?
Well, as we get more people moving in, we'll see house prices start to rise again and real estate values rise. So the system will right itself. We've had a tremendous distortion from the boom and bust in the housing markets. That set aside, Tom, as we go forward and we have growth in jobs and an increase in population, that will cause property values to begin to increase. The basic revenue structure, while extraordinarily stressed over the last few years, has been sustainable. And in fact, we still provide relatively high-quality services across Central Florida.
Well, there was a period in the middle of the decade when state leaders were worried because we were losing population. Now there's some hand-wringing because so many people are moving here, and how will we provide services for them and so on. Which is better?
Well, no extreme is good. Too much growth can be bad. Too little growth is really bad. Negative growth is even worse. So, moderate, sustained growth is always the best, Tom, but we do have business cycles.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of discussion among demographers about how different the people are who are moving to Florida now from the traditional retiree from up north that we had for many years. And there's been a big push to attract more young people, recent college graduates. Do the census figures indicate that that is happening? Are more young people actually coming here?
It absolutely is happening because of the diversification of the economic base, particularly here in Central Florida. The Burnham Institute has triggered a real biomedical complex at Lake Nona, and that works well with the big high-tech complex on the east side with simulation and lasers. And so that really has changed the complexion of Central Florida's economy.
What do the census figures tell us then about the average age of the people moving here?
The average age of the person moving into Florida has been about the same over the last 30 years, Tom. So we're getting a mix of retirees and labor force age growth. And that will continue. Florida will continue to be attractive to retirees, especially now that prices have come down and Florida is again affordable.
Now, another interesting aspect of this is the growth in the Hispanic population. As in much of the South, Central Florida's population growth has been largely driven by an influx of Hispanic residents. Nearly 270,000 of the new residents in Central Florida are Hispanic. What are the implications of that, Hank?
Well, we're getting a much more diversified economy. And for Central Florida, that's actually a plus. The diversification actually supports broader-ranged economic growth.
How so?
Well, much of the growth in the nation as a whole in the Hispanic population is from South America. Here in Central Florida, a substantial portion of it came from Puerto Rico. Many of those who came from Puerto Rico were professionals and also started businesses. So we got a tremendous amount of job creation and business creation from this influx of people from Puerto Rico.
Now, when we talk about this population growth, how much of it is in migration, either from other states or from outside the U.S., and how much is people having babies?
Well, more than 80% is net in migration. So there's a lot of people moving in and out, but on a net basis, 80% of the growth in Central Florida has been from net in migration, about 20% from natural increase.
By natural increase?
Excessive births over deaths. And because we have a young population, our level of natural increase tends to be relatively high compared to other parts of the state of Florida. And that reflects the vibrancy of the area's economy as well.